I've got two sessions back to back. They're kind of really all about UWP and XAML. So bringing out some of the new stuff that we've got in the framework coming up in the anniversary SDK. And of course, you know, you have to think of UWP as being the unified platform for all Windows devices. We've got all of these different platforms that we're supporting with it. And coupled with our single tool set with Visual Studio and our single SDK, we've got one great platform supporting all of these different devices. Now, we have got now to our third major iteration of the platform. And in the UWP API set, in the anniversary edition of SDK, we've got over 2,700 various different improvements. Lots of cool stuff. I mean, right the way across about the store for business, subscriptions, great stuff about inking. A lot of the demos you saw in the keynote this morning were bringing out some of the great features that we've got. So now I'm going to go through every single one of those 2,700 new improvements. No, I'm not. We're going to just pick out a few of the ones that we feel are kind of interesting, and I hope you'll find interesting too. So I'm going to look at some specific areas. First of all, we had a couple of questions in the quiz there about the composition layer. So let's have a good look at what that is and what it does for you in creating really high-performance animations in your UWP XAML-based applications. We're going to look at something called app extensions. So how many of you are currently running Windows Insider builds? Yeah, so some of you. So obviously we released to those who have signed up early releases of stuff. So currently if you are an Insider, you are running builds of Windows that are pre-builds of this anniversary edition that's going to be released in the summer. And one of the things we've got in the latest builds is with the Edge browser, you can now have extensions loaded into that to do things like translate and ad blocking and all that kind of stuff that you also get on other browsers. So that's now available coming up in Microsoft Edge. But it's not only a browser technology. So you can also add extensions into a UWP, a Windows 10 UWP app. And I'm going to give you an example of how that works. And we're going to have a look at handling web links. So this idea, you know, when you get a promotion, you get an email saying, hey, check out our app on such and such, and there's a link in it, or you get a link to something that is related to your app, a URI that your app is registered for. The problem with those URIs in emails and that sort of thing is that they tend to take you to the website and not directly to the app. So we've now got a way in the anniversary edition of making sure that those links are handled by your app if the app happens to be installed. And finally, we'll have a quick look at some of the new stuff that's coming along in the store that will make your life easier as a software developer. So first of all, let's look at the Windows composition and what that is. So this is all about graphics. And with graphics, we have at the bottom, we have the graphics layer, which is the real low-level stuff that is responsible for drawing everything you see on the screen in a UWP app. And that layer is DirectX-based. If you want to program at that level, you're down at DirectX, which is really, you know, unless you're a games developer or doing real high-performance graphics, that's not where you, as a kind of a regular developer, is going to be working. It's really complex and low-level and that kind of stuff. And up the top of the tree, if you're coding apps in XAML, we have the XAML framework with all of the container controls and the individual controls. And a lot of the controls that you use, like lists, they have animations built into them. And you can create your own custom animations as well using XAML storyboards to move things around the screen, to sort of fade things in and out. And that's fine for, you know, a certain amount of adding a little bit of quality, nice quality UI and animations to your application. But there's also a lot of demand for something that sort of sits in the middle there, where you have got a lot of the control and high performance that you would have by working direct with DirectX, but a lot reduced complexity. So this is the visual layer, which actually released the first version of this in the 15.11, the second release of Windows that came out just before Christmas. And in the anniversary edition, we're adding a whole load of new capabilities into this visual layer. So these are the kind of layers and the programming, the languages, the namespaces where you're working. Windows.UI.XAML at the top, DirectX at the bottom, and here this new one, Windows.UI.Composition.